You're listening to the TJ and Jody's House Podcast on the Ace and TJ Family.
The Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ Family stream on the Ace and TJ Family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ Family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ Family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ Family shorts anytime, every day.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Hi, welcome to TJ and Jody's house.
All right. Woo. I don't know about you, Jody, but I am excited to be here today.
Me too.
To do this, and I'm not being sarcasm
either. What are we doing?
Are you wearing a little dress today?
I am.
Oh,
yeah.
Because it's sundress. So hot. Because it's so hot out.
It's so hot.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
and I'm feeling kind of fat. Blame. When you feel fat, you like a loose dress.
Why are you feeling fat?
I don't know. Because I am.
That's why.
Because I am.
No, you're not. You stop that.
I'm a chunk of bump.
Hey, don't you be talking trash about the woman I love.
Mm.
Don't you dare do that.
Okay.
I'll whoop somebody over that. Look, when people start sponsoring things on the Ace and TJ network of shows, whether it's the Ace and TJ show itself or TJ and Jody's house, the podcast, they get results. And this one happened fast. Mm-hmm. With Sweet Dreams Mattress and Furniture.
Right.
I've already had somebody go in there, reach out to them, and they wanted to know, what did they say, Jody? Where is our furniture?
They want to know what chairs we ordered.
Mm-hmm. Because all of our living room furniture came from Sweet Dreams Mattress and Furniture.
Mm-hmm.
And people love those chairs.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Todd, you've been in those chairs, swivel recliners.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the great thing about it is that Jody picked the fabric for the chairs to be made of.
I did.
Yeah, I helped a little bit with that, though. I was like, yeah, I like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Like it would have mattered.
Yeah, I like that.
One way or the other.
Yeah.
What I thought.
Yeah.
So we started off with just two chairs mm-hmm. and a couch. Now we have four chairs and a couch mm-hmm. of the same thing. Our whole living room is in that stuff. And, you know, Sweet Dreams Mattress and Furniture has been serving the Lake Norman and Charlotte area for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But people can come from anywhere.
Yeah.
To Sweet Dreams.
Yes. And I have a friend who ordered a couch from there, and they have big dogs. So she had a material that they picked out and put on to where, like, any dirt, anything that spills on it, anything, it just comes right off.
Mm-hmm. And did your sister order stuff? She ordered stuff from there, didn't she? Or did she just find out what she needed for her house in Louisiana.
They helped her with
that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So they have these designers in there and they know what they're doing,
mm-hmm.
obviously. And our daughter has one of the mattresses from Sweet Dreams. And she says it's the most comfortable mattress she's ever had. And she went from sleeping on, you know, one of those really expensive bed systems that adjusts and,
mm-hmm.
and has a number on it that you can set, you know.
Okay.
And she said that's even more comfortable than that.
Yeah. And hers was in a box. Mattress in a box.
Mm-hmm. So very easy to deal with. They're great people. And you can go to acetj.com/mattress to see all of the stuff that they have to offer there. acetj.com/mattress. Sounds like a sweet deal to me. That's the way they always want to close with that line.
I know.
Sounds like a sweet deal to me.
But because he's not supposed to say anything after. Last week we did this and he kept saying things and he goes, sound like a sweet deal to me. And then you say something, he goes, sound like a sweet deal to me. So he's got to just say it and move on.
Okay. So sounds like a sweet deal to me. But now I have to move on with the show, so I have to talk. There has been a change in our lives, and we may owe somebody an apology, a public apology.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm. And this change has come about by Jody's actions.
Uh-oh. Oh, I know what this is.
Oh, this is going to be fun, and Jody is going to be kind of on the hot seat here about something.
Okay.
I just looked back to make sure we were recording because I don't want to miss this. All right, so we'll get into that coming up next.
TJ and Jody's house.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com. It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt.
TJ and Jody's house.
Welcome back to the TJ and Jody's house. Okay. We built a house recently, and it's kind of in the country. You describe it as being kind of, you know, in the country, but it's not as in the country now as it was, because they have sold a lot of the land in this neighborhood and they're building several houses. So the people who lived there before us, the ones who were the original people there building houses and all, the one side of the road is lakefront, and then our side of the road is what they call Lake View. Mm-hmm. So we're across the street from that. So all of the brand new houses are across the street from the lake, and all of the houses that have been there for a while, the older houses, are on the water.
Sure.
Now, when did we move in?
November.
It was probably our first full day there, mm-hmm. when we told a story on the show that the neighbor from across the street came over, rang the doorbell, wanted to introduce herself and tell us about her pet foxes. Mm-hmm. And that she has, you know, several that she's had through the years, and some of them have left because of the new construction and all that. And she was telling us that if we see them, don't be afraid of them, and if they come in our yard and all that. She seemed to be nervous about the fact that we might, you know, mistreat the foxes or whatever. And she feeds them every night. She's telling us that she had given some mange medication and things like that.
She helped them with the mange, yeah.
And so we were like, you know, because we're both from Louisiana, and I grew up hunting and fishing and all that. And I was like, I don't know if I want to be around some wild foxes. I mean, they can be mean. They can, you know, they can carry this disease and that disease, and, you know, whatever. And made jokes, and we made it a silly conversation and all of this stuff. And to be quite honest with you, we have heard from, you know, other people that neighborhood is famous for, you know, feeding the deer and the things like that and all that stuff.
The wildlife.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But then Jody said the other day she wanted to go look at the lights in front of our house that we had put out there, but she didn't, you know, has to back her car up because she's too scared to get out, afraid that the foxes would get her or whatnot.
I didn't know what they do.
So it would almost seem like we're anti-fox, which we're not anti-fox. No. Not at all. But we weren't all, oh my God, that's so wonderful, that's so cute that she feeds these foxes and all of that. And we, again, we also exaggerated some things and tried to be funny and entertaining with the conversation.
We did.
Yeah, we do that from time to time. Mm-hmm. But, mm-hmm. We have a, I think it's an adorable front porch. Jody has fixed up and all that.
It's so peaceful out there in the evening.
And so we have a screen porch on the back of the house. Mm-hmm. And
it's peaceful in the morning.
It's peaceful in the morning and all. But the front porch is the one that looks directly at Fox Lady's house and property.
Yeah,
and they have a really, really cool setup.
Mm-hmm. It's beautiful.
Right there on the water, and they have a detached garage that's really nice and all that. So Jody has started enjoying the front porch more often to the point where the feeding of the foxes has now become an activity that Jody watches, observes every evening and loves it.
I do.
Really?
I do love watching that. It's so, they're so smart. They're such smart animals. Like, I don't know. And I watch her come out and she throws them the food or whatever. Last night, I've even got binoculars.
That's what I was going to say. I go out there last night and she's got binoculars.
I have to see what's going on.
I said, okay. You're getting a little extreme. I said, what if they look over here and they see you looking at their house with these binoculars?
I'm looking at the foxes. So last night she feeds one something and it looked like almost like an orange or something. I wasn't sure. Before that, we saw, crows going? Yeah. They were going ballistic.
Well, the first thing I saw, several crows go over there in that area. And then when they would fly back toward our house to wherever they were going, they had big chunks of food in their mouths that they were. So I figured they're stealing it from the foxes.
Rude.
Yeah.
So rude.
Rude. Just no manners whatsoever.
I think I even cussed it as it flew by.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I did.
So then,
I was like, that is rude.
The fox appeared again. Like, what the? Who's taking my food?
Mm-hmm. You know,
because the fox would win in that fight.
Yeah,
a crow and
we
a
had
fox.
A discussion about that too.
Mm-hmm. And I had told Jody earlier in the week how smart crows are.
Yeah,
they're super, super smart.
They were going ballistic.
So then they start screaming at the fox.
Insane. Like
several of them just going nuts because you know they want
the food.
Mm-hmm.
Fox is smart.
Yeah, you can't outfox a fox.
You cannot.
I made that up a long time ago.
Yeah. So he, she, whoever, gets the food. I don't know if it was an orange. It was something. It wasn't like a full sandwich or anything, but it was a.
Because
they do carry those sandwiches, I think. So the fox came back after the crows took the food, came back, got whatever she put out, maybe an orange. Runs to the corner by the bush, and I'm watching.
In binoculars. She's got binoculars.
I do.
On these people's house.
I'm like not watching the people.
Don't know that.
Anyway, the fox digs up the pine needles, drops the food in it, covers it back up, takes off.
And looks around like where are the crowd? Uh-huh. They didn't see me do that.
Now, in the meantime, there's people walking, riding bikes, everything. The fox is right there. I mean, he just looks at him like, and the people are just.
Yeah, maybe 15 feet away from him riding on the. They don't even notice.
People don't even. They're like, whatever.
You notice her when they're.
Probably. He's probably like, what are you looking at, old woman?
I'm not watching people. I'm watching animals. But anyway, so that was so interesting to me. But then they came back. They came back several times last night, and I felt like they were taking the food, like they get it, and they one goes into mm-hmm. one area of the woods. Then the other one, this is another thing I've noticed, it comes out, it goes like along the side of the road, not in the middle of the road, just like if you were walking to keep away from cars, and then it kind of looks both ways and crosses and goes into the woods across the street with its food. So they probably just have stockpile food yeah. back there.
I mean, and I think it's safe to say that you are on the verge of being a fox lady yourself.
I think I am. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
I think I am. They're entertaining.
I know, but you realize, I mean, the stigma that goes along with a woman sitting on her porch with binoculars looking at the neighbor, what's going on at the neighbors. You know,
I'm not
that?
Looking at the neighbors. I'm looking at the foxes.
But if somebody drives by and looks at you on the front porch and you've got binoculars looking over in the neighbor's yard.
I won't get binoculars anymore. But last night I had I couldn't see what was mm-hmm. going on.
Just put a big telescope on your front
yeah.
porch.
Just put up
and
a sign.
I warned you I was going to do it because two nights before we were watching, I said, I'm bringing my binoculars out tomorrow. And I did.
Mm-hmm. No, she'll say, you know, you could come out here and talk to me if you want to and
visit.
I'm like, I know it's hot out there.
And then you know he said, so has this taken the place of us watching TV in the evenings? I was like, we're still going to watch TV, but I've been entertained yeah. the last few nights with this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's pretty much the only time we watch TV together is after dinner and before I go to bed. Well, now that's spent sitting out on the porch with no TV or anything.
Yeah, but I'll be honest, like last night it was 7:20. By the time it would have been time to watch something, by the time we ate dinner, cleaned, all that.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no show you can watch by 8.
So is it right. safe to say mm-hmm. that you're watching Fox News together?
Yes, we are.
We're watching the news of the foxes.
The Fox yes. News.
Mm-hmm. So, Jody is a crazy fox lady now.
I don't care.
Mm-hmm. And who is the neighbor? You used to love watching those old reruns of Bewitched. What was the neighbor's name? The
Mrs. nosy Kravitz. Neighbor?
Yeah, you're Mrs. Kravitz.
I'm Mrs. Kravitz.
Okay, and so one of the places that we love most in the world through the years has been Destin, Florida, that area. Maybe not Destin itself, you know, but that area mm-hmm. of
the Panhandle.
Yeah, but Miramar Beach is mm-hmm. you know right outside of Destin, and mm-hmm. there's suburbs of Destin, kind of I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And then those country singers and celebrities and all have big fancy houses down the road some more in a little area called 30A. But that whole area is where we've always loved going on vacation, and we kind of got away from it the past. Was it just last year we didn't go when we normally would,
yeah,
or
I
2 years?
Because
we missed
2 years.
I grew
up going there
yeah.
as a kid.
Right. But, I mean, I just think over the last two, was it two summers we missed going or just one?
One.
Okay, because it's gotten so busy and so mm-hmm. many people since I would talk about it on the radio every year when I would go about how great it was and all. Well, now it's overrun with people since I talked about it on the air, and I ended up hurting myself because my little vacation quiet paradise is now, you might as well just put a beach
all
in the middle
right.
of Chicago.
I'm sure
so why. Many people mm-hmm. it's crazy. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, you think
you're reaching out to Luke, people in Ohio because that's the most of the
yeah.
place I've been seeing there.
You think Luke Bryan would have a place there if he hadn't heard me talking about it on the radio? Or Jason Aldean?
I think
yeah,
he
right.
sold his place. Thomas Rhett has a
Brittany.
Place.
Brittany had a place there. I don't know whether she still mm-hmm. does. Yeah.
I don't think she still does. I think, and Jason Aldean, I want to say they sold theirs to get a place in St. Thomas or St. John.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think they sold it to get it. I think they could have had a place wherever
sure.
they wanted.
Well,
but it was less
it's contingent.
Yeah, contingent.
We can buy this. Jason Aldean's going to buy a house that's contingent.
Yeah,
on
but
the
it
sale
is very busy now.
Mm-hmm.
Very.
Well, we are going back there
mm-hmm.
in a week and a half or mm-hmm. something when we go on vacation.
A week.
And so I started following this account on Instagram called, I think it's called Destin Right Now or something.
Oh, yeah.
And it's live. You know, they update you. This is what the water looks like right now.
Ew, or
this is what's
that.
Going on right now. Well, right before you got here, I checked it. And I was like, oh, the water, let's see how the water, because it was a video from out in the water.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, the camera, and I'm assuming it was a GoPro or something, goes under the water. It's a guy on a paddleboard. He's up on his paddleboard, and he throws the camera under the water, and there is a huge bull shark. And it looks like it's in about 3 feet of water. And, of course, he's a surfer kind of dude and all that. He's talking about how epic it is and all that. So
that's all. I feel like that's always the case there.
He was on a surfboard or a kayak?
A paddleboard kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So I don't know whether he was around close to a sandbar or what, because that's where most of the cases where they spot bull sharks and all are, they're out by sandbars.
But one reason I like going there is because I don't like getting in water I can't see.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can see. So if I go out there and I'm at my waist, I am looking around.
Yeah.
Because they'll come up waist deep.
Bull shark is no joke.
Right. It's the meanest, about the meanest shark. They're also really bad because they can live in fresh and salt water. That's how bad they are.
Well, you know, there's some tropical disturbance out there. So I'm wondering if because of that, or there was, maybe that brought it in.
Yeah, and they're very aggressive. Bull sharks are super aggressive.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's what is, I mean, that's the most populous shark in that area is the bull shark.
How big was it?
Probably big as this desk right here, so however many feet that is. And they're just in there. And they're thick. They're just like muscle, a straight muscle. They call them bull sharks. They look like a bull. You know.
When he went down and videoed, did it do anything?
No. No.
Swimming?
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
So maybe he saw it from the paddleboard, but either way, you know.
No, thank you. Well, I just am fine sitting in a chair and letting the waves hit my feet,
but
and that's it.
Well, after I get in them beers, as my brother says, is when I want to go out in the water and hang out and stuff like that.
That's not when you need to be out there.
After I done been in them beers.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess I'll just start peeing up in the chair. I don't have to. It's pretty much the only time I go get in the water, you know.
Gross.
I wait out there and pee and then come back in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not really fooling anybody anyway because I only go out to like my ankles.
Ew.
And then when I turn around to go back to my chair, then just the front part of my swimsuit's wet.
Ugh.
Yellow.
Yellow, yeah. Gross.
You wear white
clothes. Yeah.
And he's dehydrated.
So.
Fun times.
We got
that
to look forward to. Big old bull sharks.
I know. And that's why I love going to Wild Dunes and Isle of Palms and all that. But you cannot see anything in that water.
Mm-mm.
Freaks me out. Then again, it would freak me out if I saw in the crystal clear water a bull shark.
Yeah. That's a bunch of bull sharks.
And you know, when I get into something like that, I just freeze. So it'd probably eat me.
Yeah.
I would. I'd just be like, shark.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're not going to be on a paddleboard out there.
No, ma'am. I have done that before there, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Remember, we rented them.
Yep.
But I'm not doing it this year. Nope.
I'm going to bring a tropical disturbance to the area. I know that. Isn't that what you called it? A tropical disturbance?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It was.
Yep. Yep.
It was a tropical disturbance.
But the guy did say we rarely see sharks in Destin, like when we're. He meant when they're swimming or whatever. So this was weird, he said. But he was bragging about how cool it is. Yeah. I saw a hammerhead.
Yeah.
One time when we were going out to that sandbar thing.
Yeah.
Did I tell the family that I saw that from the pontoon we had rented?
Oh, they're always around there.
Mm-hmm.
Because right off of that is so deep, and that's where they're swimming around that island we're on.
I know.
Waiting just to come up.
But they don't want to mess
with
me.
But they don't want to eat people, really, I don't think, right?
Well, that's what they tell people that.
Oh, okay.
I'm not taking a chance.
Me neither.
Because they have done it.
I mean, we're in their territory.
I don't really want to eat asparagus, but I have. Hey. And if I were really hungry, I would eat a bunch of it.
Okay. Wow. But I am ready to go to the beach.
Yeah. You need a trip away.
Mm-hmm. I need a trip away to relax.
Yeah. I know.
Boy.
Why are you acting defensive? I said you do.
Because I know where you were going.
I wasn't going anywhere. I'm right here. I ain't going nowhere. I ain't going nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to see sharks. Don't care to see sharks in the water or anywhere but TV.
SeaWorld?
Mm-mm. No.
What's that aquarium in Destin?
Isn't it called the Gulfarium or
yeah,
something like that?
Yeah, you don't want to see one there?
I've seen them.
Oh.
There.
We did go there once, didn't we?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's boring.
We had a little children.
Yeah. But I just think it's really cruel to the animals to serve fish sandwiches at the aquarium.
Oh, my God.
They do not.
Yeah, they did. They had popcorn shrimp and stuff. I remember that. And I'm thinking, that's cruel.
Uh-huh.
You know, you get
that's
a,
funny.
Get a fish sandwich. What are they telling the dolphins? If you don't jump through that hoop, you're going to end up in the kitchen. Which I don't like that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. So where are you going today? You look like you've got things to do in the public.
Yeah, I've got to go to I got to go get paint.
Oh, yeah, that's the other thing I wanted to have you explain to everybody who thinks that I'm not handy around the house, how I fixed the paint in the kitchen that was messed up.
Did you tighten the handle yet to the pantry?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
No.
Anyway, so it was boy's birthday last weekend, and I got one little thing to hang in the doorway. So I used a piece of Scotch tape and put it underneath. Well, when I was back and forth or whatever, I guess it fell.
Yeah, I walked into the kitchen while you were gone, and it was in the floor.
It was in the floor. So right. You picked it up, mm-hmm. And he used three pieces of Scotch tape to put across instead of under. The next day, I go to take it down, and it completely rips the paint off.
Now, I grew up being told you don't put Scotch tape on paint. But ever since Jody and I have been married, she's done it, and it doesn't peel the paint off. So I thought, well, okay, maybe my parents were wrong about that growing up.
Yeah. So then we go to try to find the paint that in the storage that is for that, because I knew what color was on the wall, so we're trying to find it. He goes to paint it and paints it, and it is... No, it's almost yellow. Yeah, it's mm-hmm. weird. Mm-hmm. So then I had to call text the builder, find out what color it was. Because so now today I got to go.
Sherwin-Williams?
Yep. I got to go find the paint and get the right color so he can fix it.
I just think she's nitpicking because.
Oh,
Todd, yeah,
it's
I mean,
so bad.
If I mean, you've really got, come here, you've really got to work to see that paint doesn't match.
We'll put this up on. We're putting that up on the screen.
Yeah, please.
Text me that picture so I can put it up on the screen.
I turned around. I was like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And that was the second one. There was one that.
The one was a little better.
Yeah, the first one that we found up there that we thought matched it. It was a little off. It was darker, kind of, you know, a little darker white. And then this one said. On the can, and it was white. And then, I mean, I just slapped it up there. And
so I've got to go get that today to fix, because you know that's driving me crazy. Mm-hmm. I'm trying not to look at it. And then we also had a watermelon lesson. You talked about that last week, how you were going to teach Lainey and me how to cut a watermelon without cutting our fingers off.
Mm-hmm. And I did that.
Because he goes,
neither
are you
one
ready?
Of them was paying attention.
No, I was on the couch, and I go, can I just turn around and look? And he goes, and I said, let's just pretend like I've had surgery and I can't get up. And then you just show me from afar what I need to do. So we did. Mm-hmm. And it was interesting, but yeah. I'm not going to do it that way. It's too much work.
It's a lot less work than what you do with
nah.
it. And we got a lot more watermelon out of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I got to do that. Then I got to go return some lights that I got for the screen porch that boy was going to finish hanging because it was bothering him because it wasn't all the way around. So I went and got more lights. They're the wrong lights. It was just a, it was not a good.
Not fruitful yesterday.
No. So I got to go return those.
And I don't know when I'm going to have time to get to that paint.
Today.
I'm busy all day.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
No.
Jody. Yeah.
No.
I've got Adam coming to town tomorrow with big meetings and stuff I got to prepare for. And I'm looking at 2 weeks before I've got time to get to that job, that paint job.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just like everybody else who's working in this kind of field.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm covered up. Mm-hmm. I am covered up mm-hmm. right now. So I'll get to it as soon as I can, ma'am.
Well, I'll do it then.
I mean, all we need is maybe a thimble full of paint is all we need. Can they sell you a tiny?
They do a small one. And by the way, our daughter's boyfriend brought over his drill last night, so I have a little project for you too today.
I saw that this morning. Mm-hmm. I can't do anything else today though. After the paint, that's it. That is it. I thought he was bringing the drill over and he was going to use it to do whatever. Too
late. He'd been out on the lake all till dark.
Right. What good is it?
If I ordered a battery charger this morning.
Your daughter dates an engineer. Mm-hmm. If he can't be engineering around the house.
You can do this.
What is he doing?
We got the doorbell thing, so it just needs to. I did everything. I got it all hooked up, but it has. And then he has drills, but no chargers.
What's he got a drill?
Just to put the screw in where the plate goes. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
One tiny.
Yeah. Well, and the history of that needing to be installed goes all the way back to when we moved in, and even at one point Mr. Todd was going to put that in.
I did it. Mm-hmm. All it's one screw in. It'll work.
Well, then why do I have to do any of it?
Because you have to help screw that thing in.
Why can't you do it? If you know you're Miss Bernadette badass.
I mean, I kind of am, but
Rosie the Riveter over there.
Well, that's how stuff gets done.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, I did order a new charger for your drill because we have all these drills and no chargers.
Okay.
Who does that?
Well, I'm guessing you threw the chargers away when we were cleaning out the garage.
I would never throw a charger away.
Well, why would I throw it away?
Why? So you don't have to do anything.
Oh, please.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, it's on the way. Amazon is to our rescue.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you mean Jody is to our rescue?
No, I mean Amazon.
Jody, the martyr, the Jody, the queen of saviors of everything.
No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why don't you toot your own horn a little bit more?
Doot-doot.
More from TJ and Jody's house next.
Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with ACE and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the ACE and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com. It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt.
Let's go.
It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
So, yeah, Adam, our manager, is coming in for meetings and stuff. So he's not staying with us. Mm-mm. While he's in town. We're actually going into the city to stay with him, right?
Yes.
We're going to the Hyatt Centric.
Yes.
South Park.
Yep.
And we're having our meetings there, and we are going to luxuriate in the hotel after the meetings.
Are y'all staying there tonight or tomorrow?
Tomorrow night. Yeah. Because
do you have to meet with him?
Yeah.
It's a whole
big
company wide deal.
Okay.
Big business.
I'm coming later.
Going on. But did he tell you he wanted you there for the whole thing? Well, we start at 2, right?
Yeah.
I have to be there at 4.
Yeah, you know, he's got to talk to you about other stuff.
No, he said I have to be there for a meeting with the staff.
Oh, then that's 2.
Oh, yeah.
He told me 4.
I don't know.
Just be there at 8 in the morning. Just
right? I don't know,
Joe. I know what time I've got to be there. You've become a radio person now that you always griped about. Radio people don't know what's going on.
They don't. Don't know what's going on.
Always disorganized, running around, can't get any straight answers out of anybody, wait till the last minute.
Am I wrong?
All of that, you know, blah, blah, blah. No, you're not wrong, but you've become one of us now.
Oh, I am not one of y'all.
Oh, you are.
Yeah.
Hell no, I'm not. No, indeed. Mm-mm.
Just start firing off questions at me, and I go, I don't know. I don't know.
It's so irritating.
What time do you have to be at? I don't know. What time does that live show thing start? I don't know.
Wait a minute. I don't even find out anything from you. Your little friend Jenny's the one that told me about the live show last time. I didn't even know that that was a thing.
Mm.
And I go, where is it? And what time is it?
Yeah. And she heard it on the show. I mean, I didn't tell her. Because she does the same thing. She starts asking me questions, and I don't know.
Oh, you know nothing.
You got 2 wives.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad somebody tells me things, because he'd roll up in there that day and go, hey, we got to be at da, da, da.
I just don't, you know,
y'all need somebody that can organize y'all's mess.
What mess?
Like,
I never miss
anything.
Who
needs to be where? What needs to be done when? Like, y'all need some organization.
A promotional person.
Yep. Mm.
No, we don't.
Yeah, you do.
What are we missing? We haven't missed anything.
I feel like things are in just disarray.
No, they're not. Trust me. We've done this whole operation for many years before you came along.
Oh, I know that. And you had people to help.
What are you talking about? You know what it is?
What?
Todd, it's because...
Oh, here we go.
Was it last week you came in here and there was... like, I was just making sure that Todd wasn't going to be able to make it, and then all that. So she ended up getting dressed for TV, and then when she got here, you weren't here.
Yeah.
And then she's like, well, I wouldn't have gotten up and gotten
here. It does waste my time.
I know, but that has sparked the whole, this is in disarray. Everything, y'all are like kindergartners. You're terrible. It's in disarray. You need somebody to organize everything and whatever. Now, the physical stuff in here, yes, needs to be organized. All of these cables and wires and stuff going everywhere. Yeah, that needs to be organized. But as far as
like everything else is?
Oh, Lord.
Do you, Todd?
I don't know.
Todd.
Like what? Give me an example.
I don't know.
So because I don't know for sure exactly what time we're doing a show a week in advance. No.
I would say, in his defense, I don't think he's the problem.
Okay.
I don't think there is a problem.
Okay. Of anything. Okay.
It's just that it doesn't happen the way you think it should. Then it's in disarray. See, that's what it is.
Yeah. It's good. Everybody I just pop up in here on Thursday and pop out.
That's what I wanted you to do.
I am. I can't help it that your little pal Adam has made me in charge of some things.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's an things issue that I have to take up with him.
Okay. You do that.
Because there is a reason why I don't talk about work stuff and all of that.
I don't talk to you about work stuff. And then I'm going to see a client
today, too.
Need you
in any of my work business.
I'm going to see a client today. Bring them a little treat.
Yeah.
See?
You haven't taken that to them yet? Jody, I brought that, took that home to you 3 days ago for you to give to them. And you haven't been by there? You are in disarray.
You brought that to me.
You are in disarray.
2 days ago. Then I, being the person I am, contacted them to make sure they would be there so that when I come, they are there instead of just popping in there and them not being there.
You know what I'm hearing? Disarray, disarray, disarray.
You should know.
I did my part of that. I got you the thing that you needed. All you have to do
is deliver. You didn't do it. Alexis did it, and then you brought it home.
So I got it to you.
Mm-hmm.
And
it didn't sit in your truck. That was good.
No, I mean, it came right in because I knew how important it was that it get right to them. If I'd have known that you were going to wait until we were on vacation to swing
today,
by there,
we're not on vacation, and take and it I'm over there. In there today. Oh, mind your business.
You're right. You do need to organize us.
I need a laugh.
I know. Just Miss Disarray. That's all.
Yeah.
All right, we gotta go. This has been fun. Go find you because you need to get as quickly as you can to deliver that package to that client.
I'm gonna beat you
before they cancel. Like I thought you were coming with that last week, Jody. He's like, no, I was watching foxes across the street in binoculars.
Last week you didn't bring it home.
All right, I love you, bye.
It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com. It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt. Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com.
Create an unforgettable experience with the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com. Weddings, banquets, shows, expos, they do it all at the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com.